Sudan and China bookend today's edition of Mission Network News. I'm Shannon Caldwell, filling in for Ruth Kramer. Nationwide protests and a dictator's ouster have led to a turning point in Sudanese history. Sudan is one step closer to civilian rule. Military and opposition leaders signed a constitutional declaration on Sunday. Middle East concerns, Daniel Hoffman explains.
In July, indeed, July the 17th, they signed a power-sharing agreement, which contained in very broad outlines what the future ruling system would be, or at least in the interim period. And now in the constitutional declaration, they give it more details.
Sudanese Christians, like the rest of the society, are hopeful.
They were and are still hoping that there will be a peaceful transition, and it will be a transition into a more open government, a government that will rule justly, have the well-being of its citizens as its aim, and not just perpetuating its own rule.
However, believers still have some doubts. They're still encountering resistance from certain authorities.
The church is worried that these problems that they're facing through the legal system, not much has changed so far.
Ask the Lord to encourage believers in Sudan.
I know that will be a great encouragement for our brothers and sisters there, knowing that people in America and other places in the world are praying for them.
A recent article by LaCroix says Christians in China are being warned not to speak up about persecution. There's been increasing pressure on local believers, frequent arrests and sham trials, monitoring church services and censorship. According to Eric Foley, a voice of the Martyrs Korea, many regulations have been cracked down on underground churches. But even registered churches aren't exempt from the legislative pressure.
The effort is now underway, of course, not only to move these underground believers into state churches, but even to bring the state churches under greater control in terms of their involvement in spreading communism through the church and through the church services.
Part of the problem, Foley says, is a lack of consistent support. The global body of Christ needs to acknowledge that persecution